On Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Cache County Courthouse, a community vigil for Charlie and Braden Powell will take place. Joining me is one of the organizers of this event, Esterly Malineau. She is the executive director of the Child and Family Support Center of Cache County. Why is it that you felt it important to hold this event?
The Child and Family Support Center, like the rest of our community, has been heartsick over what happened to these PAL children. So we wanted to organize an opportunity for the community to come together and take a stand against child abuse. We want to honor and pay our respects to the PAL children, but we also want to acknowledge children within our own community who have suffered at the hands of others.
When you heard about this event, having worked with others who have been victims of this type of, maybe not at this extent, but of some form of violence, how did you respond?
You know, my initial feeling was I felt sick. I felt in shock. I feel so badly for the family members who have suffered. And I look at the overall impact and ramifications that it's had on our community as a whole.
I know there's been a lot of talk among parents wondering how they can best help their children understand how something like this could happen. Would attending this type of an event be one way to help deal with those sensitive issues?
You know, it absolutely can. I think it provides an opportunity for parents to have good discussion with their kids, for parents to reinforce to their children that they are here to protect them and that we have safeguards available to help them stay safe as well. We, again, are just trying to pull the community together with media, parents, teachers, civic leaders to let our kids know that we do stand behind them.
I know that it was, I believe, Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff that mentioned in his response to what happened to the PAL boys, that it really does show how important it is for a community to work together to maybe look for certain signs that indicate that something like this could happen. Would you suggest maybe something that we could do as community members to help prevent this type of violence?
I am a big believer in the statement, it takes a village to raise a child. I feel like every single one of us, if we are parents or not, has a responsibility to reach out and to protect children or even to simply provide them with positive experiences. So maybe it's making a nice comment to them about how they look. Maybe it's paying attention to something that they've done well. I think we need to build up their self-esteem and their self-confidence.
During the event at 4 o'clock on Friday, again at the Cache County Courthouse, you're asking people who attend to bring a helium-filled balloon, and you plan to attach a note kind of recognizing the PAL children.
We hope that eventually the balloons may land in a place that somebody may pick them up and read the note attached, and basically the note just says that we've held a vigil for this family and that we support these two little boys as well as all children, and then we'll give them the website of the Child and Family Support Center, who provides ongoing services to all families in our community, both for prevention and for intervention.
Cache County Sheriff Lynn Nelson will also be in attendance. What do you hope he will tell those who are participating?
You know, I think he can lend a good perspective from law enforcement, you know, what it's like to prosecute a case like this, and again, from their perspective, what we as parents can do to help protect our own children.
A community vigil for Charlie and Braden Powell will be held at 4 o'clock on Friday at the Cache County Courthouse. That's at 199 North Main in downtown Logan. Esterly Malineau is one of the organizers. She is the executive director of Child and Family Support Center of Cache County. Esterly, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.